Please know that nothing we say today is medical advice, and please talk to your doctor and your family to recognize postpartum depression symptoms and postpartum anxiety symptoms in you. We are just sharing Autumn's experience with you today, but some symptoms that you might recognize are depressed mood, severe mood swings, irritability, difficulty sleeping, excessive crying, anger, hopelessness, thoughts of death or suicide, to name a few.
While you don't have to experience all of these signs and symptoms to be diagnosed with postpartum depression, and at the same time you may be experiencing some of these symptoms, you may not actually have postpartum depression or anxiety. Please know that regardless, today's episode could contain some triggers for you. And we hope that this brings some light to whatever situation you're going through right now, and know that it's okay for you to ask for help. And we encourage you to do so.
Hi, Explorers. I'm Adriana Scorey.
I'm Cindy Dowsett.
And I'm Lauren Rodick-Eberly. We are the mamas behind Kids Who Explore.
Come along with us as we cover all corners of raising kids in the outdoors.
We are honored to share the mic with adventurers from all over the world. Thank you so much to Explore for supporting today's podcast. Explore is a female and family-owned company that believes we are born for adventure. Whether you're skiing, hiking, biking, sailing, or camping, their merino wool base layers are perfect for kids of all ages. Did you know that merino wool base layers are not just for winter? These layers will keep your little explorers warm when it's cool, and cool when it's warm. If that doesn't prove the magic of merino wool enough, then we will also add that they are lightweight, making them perfect for travel and wonderful on the planet. Although the quality of these layers are so good that they can be machine washed and handed down for many kids to love, when they have seen their time, they will compost in 6 months and once again become part of our beautiful earth. Our kids at Kids Who Explore are decked out in Explore layers, and not only do their stunning colors make our adventures picture perfect, they also serve as a natural sunscreen of 50 SPF and up, which makes our mama hearts extra happy. Check out explore.com to get your own. That's IKSPLOR.com.
Today on the mic, we have Autumn Kenzie. She's a stay-at-home mom to a six-year-old daughter and three-year-old son. Her husband, kids, and her enjoy so many outdoor adventures, including snowshoeing in the winter and hiking. She carries her three-year-old in a soft pack carrier, we might add, and they love to paddleboard in the summer months. Autumn's six-year-old daughter has added another adventure to their lives as she has become an aspiring rock climber. And today, Autumn is going to be talking to us about postpartum depression and the outdoors. So we would love to just jump right into this important topic. And we're wondering, Autumn, if you could talk to us about your postpartum journey.
Yeah. So I grew up in a really small mountain town where the only thing was to do was to explore and go outside and climb trees and all that fun stuff. And then as I got older, I stopped exploring. I moved away. I had kids and I got married and had kids. And once I had my first, that's when my postpartum depression set in. And also postpartum anxiety, but I just kind of ignored it. And, you know, I've kind of figured it was normal, you know, just the new mom jitters and worrying about literally everything. And then once I had my second kid, it was all completely amplified. And with having my first, I realized I couldn't be that anxious. Like it wasn't okay. My anxiety wasn't okay trying to take care of two kids with that. The depression, I honestly don't remember the depression, but I know it was there. When I look back on it, it's all just really dark to me. I remember feeling horrible about myself and like I didn't have any purpose. And I had really ugly thoughts, never about my kids, but always about myself. Like, you know, what's the point of me? I feed the kids and keep them healthy, but I have nothing anymore besides them, which they're great. You know, that's perfect. But, you know, the postpartum depression's, it just made me think that was enough. And so, but with the anxiety, it was like, I was constantly checking on them, checking their temperatures. They couldn't sleep by themselves, even for naps, I would go and lay with them or stare at them and make sure they're breathing. And I couldn't leave them alone with family or with my husband. I always had to be with them. And when my son was 6 months, I realized I'm like, this isn't okay. I'm not okay. Something's wrong here. And, so I started researching a little bit, 'cause I'm like, I need something. I was grasping, you know, I needed something. And that's when my new journey started to unfold with getting outside. And, I started out small by just taking my kids to a waterfall with my family. And I was like, this is something that I can tell is going to help me kind of, find my new purpose. It was a really good outlet for me. So that's when I kind of started my new journey.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Autumn. I know that's a really vulnerable and uncomfortable topic to talk about a lot of the time. And we're so excited to have you on here sharing this with us today. There's so many moms that experience this, myself included, and having an outlet and having something like nature to go and explore and do those things that help heal you is so wonderful and so nice to have, especially I feel like right now during COVID.
Yeah.
There's so many people in the same boat right now, maybe even worse than before. And even myself coming back sometimes to those old patterns and old thoughts and thinking, wow, okay, like my kids are older. And I think I'm really happy that you came on here with us today and felt safe allowing us to hold you in this space and having this conversation. So thank you so much. What part of nature do you feel like was the healing part for you?
Oh man. And I think it goes back to the fact that I did it as a kid so much, like that's what we were always did. So for me getting out there, it feels familiar and it feels, it makes me feel confident when I'm outside. It makes me feel like, okay, this is something I know, because like, I might not always know what to do with the kids when they're screaming and everyone's screaming. And so when I get outside, I'm like, okay, I'm familiar with these trees. I'm familiar with this path. The kids, I know they can get dirty and we can clean them off after, we're going to see something cool. It's something to look forward to. It's just something that feels good just all around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, there's something to say about driving out to a place and all the kids being buckled in and nobody can touch you.
Absolutely.
You have this space that you divide that you have this little bit of area to breathe and there's less mommy, 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 and more running and freedom and expression that not only are you breathing that fresh air, but you're actually able to get that breath that you're
right.
Creating. What would you suggest to new postpartum moms?
I would suggest to just, start small. You see these pictures on Instagram of all these moms on top of mountains. And I know I'm guilty of that myself, because that's what I post is, when we do all these cool things, but it's okay to start small. You can meet up with a local group, and start going to the park and get familiar with getting your kids outside, go with family and friends, people you're comfortable with just for a mile or two. And, it doesn't have to be a big extravagant thing. It can be a fun, small hike, fun, small walk even.
That's such a great idea. And what would you say are some initial first signs to look for in themselves, but also maybe their own family and friends?
As far as like depression?
Yeah. Postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety.
Yeah. I would say just really talk to the people you're closest with, your husband or wife or friends, family. Because I don't know that I could have said to myself that I had that. I think had I asked people around me, hey, is this normal that I'm acting this way? They might've said, no, maybe you should talk to somebody, or especially reach out to a doctor. Like my kid's pediatrician kept checking on me and he was actually the only one that really did that. But I would say, if you're worried about it, ask your doctor, is it normal for me to stare at my child breathing and lose sleep over it?
Yeah. I think that's a great advice for first steps people can take when they think that maybe something's out of place. And I think too, when you start asking for help, which is really difficult to do, but a really good practice to have. But when you start noticing that something's wrong and that maybe, yes, I do need help, I think it really hones in on who's actually in your village.
Yeah.
Because you think you have the support system. And then the second you ask for help, you realize who's actually there and who's actually going to stay.
We'll switch gears a little bit now and talk about your family. We know paddleboarding is one of your favorite summer activities. Where do you go to do that?
So we paddleboard at Detroit Lake. It's the town I grew up in. And that's where we do all of our recreating. That's where we snowshoe, hike, paddleboard, swim, all that.
Awesome. And do you find that having kids has gone you out trying new activities?
Yes, 100%. Because before kids, I had zero confidence. I mean, I didn't play sports in high school. I just didn't like to put myself out there. And once I had kids, I just had the confidence. I'm like, okay, I'm their leader. I need to have confidence so they'll follow me. And my daughter is extremely adventurous. And so I kind of follow her lead. And, you know, I'm like, if she's going to do it, I need to be able to do it.
How have you found the courage to try something new like that? You said your six-year-old is an aspiring rock climber.
Yes. She just climbed at Smith Rock State Park with She Moves Mountains. I found this great company and the creator of it. She's just amazing. She's such a great person. And so she offered to take Kinley and teach her how to climb at Smith Rock State Park. And watching my daughter go up these huge rocks, and she was scared, but she pushed through. And so I got a lesson with the same instructor, because I'm like, if she can do it, I need to be able to do it.
Wow. That's amazing. I love seeing that. I teach music, and when I'm teaching someone and then their parent starts taking it too, so that they can bond with that, love that. So that's so great that you're getting out and doing that with her.
Yeah. And I think that's another good point. The bonding is with the postpartum anxiety and depression. I kind of put a wedge between me and my kids a little bit sometimes, just to give us that buffer. And I realized I need a positive activity to do with them to bring us closer together, something that we both can do, because I'm not always great at getting on the floor and playing with them. So one thing that we can do together is rock climb. We go to the local climbing gym and now we climb together, you know, little things like that.
You said your youngest is three. Do you ever find those feelings of anxiety resurfacing at any points, or?
I don't anymore. And so I kind of feel like I'm finally out of the funk of the postpartum depression and anxiety, because I don't really get anxious. I still won't leave them overnight, but I'm not as worried anymore. I can leave them now to go on long hikes. So.
Well, that's something that we were talking about when you had to hop offline for a second. We were saying probably everyone's experience of postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety is very different. So for some people, the signs that you mentioned might have totally different signs, or someone might not have postpartum depression and they might still have some of these things like not wanting to leave their kids. I know there's some people that for their kids' entire life, they never have them go have a sleepover. Mm-hmm. And that might just be part of their personality or their family dynamic. So it's really good that you're mentioning what happened for you and how you addressed it. And now that you can go on long hikes, that's great.
Yeah, it's been nice.
I was just scrolling through your Instagram, looking at your adventures, and they look awesome. I was wondering about your hot spring adventures. Can you talk to us about
that? Yeah, those I think are something that you might not think about as a parent, that are like literally the perfect activity to take your kid to do, because I mean, it's a hot tub for the kids outside. And so we like to go find them. We'll hike into them, you know, usually no more than a mile hike into them, and the kids will just stay and play for hours. And it's so much more fun than a pool or an actual hot tub, because they're outside in the dirt, you know?
That's amazing. Can you tell us your favorite hot spring?
Yes. So we like to go to Brighton Bush Hot Spring. But unfortunately it all just burned, in the historic wildfires that hit Oregon in September. They took out about 300,000 acres, I think it was, or 400,000 acres and it happened to be our forest. And so all of our favorite hikes, hot springs, they're gone.
No, that's devastating.
I know. So I have recommendations, but you know, you can't go there anymore.
Right. So now you're creating a whole new list of ones that you're going to try find, I guess. Hey,
yeah.
Can you adopt me?
I get that a lot.
We do actually the same activities with our kids, and I'm just thinking, oh man, that would be so much fun to get together with you. And where exactly are you located in the Oregon, if you don't mind sharing?
Yeah. So we're in, I guess I live in the Valley, technically near Salem. There's not much where I live, so I have to drive. It used to be an hour, but now I have to drive about 2.5 hours to get to any kind of recreational thing.
When you go driving then for this, do you do just day trips with your kids, or is it usually overnight?
So I'm really lucky. My aunt lives over near Smith Rock State Park, or Bend. She lives near Bend. And so I go and stay with her so we can go out and do things. So that's been really nice.
Perfect. And do you have car trip tips for the kids?
I bring snacks, and that's my same tip for hiking is snacks, lots of snacks. I like to go to the Dollar Tree and get them just little new toys or games that they can play in the car, something to keep them entertained that I can throw away if I need to at the end of the trip.
That's a really good tip. Is there anything else you want to mention that we didn't cover today about your life, about postpartum depression?
I wanted to say that, you know, now that the wilderness has burned down and I don't have that outlet as accessible as I used to, I started therapy and I've gotten new tools to cope. And it helped me realize that with the darkness of that this postpartum depression and anxiety brought, I pushed through and found all these new activities. And it has brought so much light to our lives, because I don't know that we would be out hiking and paddleboarding and snowshoeing like we do if it wasn't for me being at my lowest.
So you now kind of see that as the why behind it?
Yes, absolutely.
And how did you go about finding someone to talk to? Did you just research or did you hear from someone?
Yeah. So my friend actually had posted a link for therapists because, you know, with COVID, it's like, I don't know how I'm gonna, it sounded exhausting, the thought of trying to find someone. But my friend posted a link called psychologytoday.com. And on there, you can enter in your city or your insurance or your exact needs, and it'll give you a list of names to contact. And from there, you can email them or call them, and that's how you can find one.
Okay, that's fantastic. I'll put that in our show notes so people can find that too. Thanks for sharing that.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
And where can people find you to follow along with more of your adventures?
So I'm on Instagram as Autumn Mariah, AutumnMariah.
Wonderful. I'll put that in the show notes too. And you're open for everyone to see everything you're doing?
Yeah, for sure. I do have a private account, but I will most likely accept you. So it's perfect.
Okay. Wonderful. They can send you a DM and say that they want to see all these fun adventures in hot springs.
Yes.
All right. So we end every episode with some questions. Cindy, can you take it from here?
Yeah, you bet. Autumn, what is a piece of advice you can share to help families get outside?
So my advice would be, especially those of us dealing with anxiety, is to pinpoint your biggest worry and come up with a game plan for it, such as if you're worried about wild animals, you know, or being alone out in the wilderness. Start somewhere with that's more popular and go with more people. And I personally like to carry bear spray. So I have that in the back of my head that I have this in case I do encounter something. And then if your fear is getting lost or being too far away, go somewhere with phone service, stay close, obviously. And my personal favorite is I have a Garmin GPS that I can text from or call from or track my map on it.
Those are all great pieces of advice. I love all of that. What's one favorite recommendation you have right now?
My recommendation for families would be to follow Women Who Explore. Actually, when I was searching for something, I stumbled upon that account and I was like, wow, these are women in my area that I can follow and meet up with. And they've been my closest friends for the last 3 years now. They're the ones that I go to now when I need to get outside.
Adri and I knew each other before, but Adri and Cindy met through that. And then that's how I met Cindy. So
Yeah, awesome. I'm so happy that organization and community is providing something like that for you, because that was our exact goal for becoming ambassadors and working with them, is to inspire people. So, and yeah, exactly. That's how I met some of my bestest friends. Yeah. So I'm happy that you found that place. And that must be how you get out for your day hikes too, without the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I love to go with them, with or without kids, because they're accepting of the kids. And also, you know, they're like, if you want to bring them. If you don't. And I'm like, well, perfect. I can do either now.
Oh yeah. That freedom is so nice when you get to that stage where you can get away for a little bit longer.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Let's end with a challenge. You challenge families too.
I challenge families to be kind to themselves. And I know that's not some big, fun, exciting challenge, but it's the most important one, I think, to just be gentle and kind to yourself. You know, you're doing the best you can. And that's something I challenge myself with every day, is just be mindful, be more patient with myself. It'll help me, you know, be a better mom in the end.
What a great way to start your day too, because like you said, it's not a big, exciting challenge. Like, I'm challenging you to do 52 hikes this year, but it's probably the most difficult challenge.
It was so nice to hear from you, and we'll be having a lot of takeaways from this, and it'll be great to share with everyone.
Thank you guys. I'm so glad we've connected, and I'm excited to follow you guys.
And when the border opens up again, I am definitely coming to visit you, because
absolutely.
I love doing all of those things. And
please do. I can't wait. All right. Bye guys.
Bye.
Thanks for adventuring with us. Please subscribe and share your love by reviewing our podcast with 5 stars. And follow us over at Kids Who Explore on Instagram and all other social media platforms.